What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
I can't do another day of Wiggy diminishing female reporters and writers.
Curtis,
can you help me? I spent normally first 10 minutes in here before the show, we should be prepping and talking about what's... All I hear is Wiggy talking about trying to figure out what the name of every female who's ever worked in sports on the journalism side of things is and what their value is.
Well, at least they know them. The Mary-Kate Cabot lady, I had no clue who the hell
this lady
is.
He's still on it. We're sitting here. He's like talking under his breath.
Classless.
He is talking under his breath.
What's her name? Lisa Cohen from ESPN. At least I know her.
Lisa Cohen? Linda Cohn?
Aaron Andrews, you brought up.
Yes, Aaron Andrews, I know. Wendy Nix.
Wendy Nix.
Who's the little
Lisa Salters.
Yes, but who's the little short Italian lady that always...
Hannah Storms?
No, she's on ESPN.
Oh, Hannah Storms.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Diana Russini.
Yes. At least I know these people.
Okay.
Wiggy's like your grandfather.
Mary-Kate Cabot. It's like, who the hell is that?
Wiggy's like your grandfather who can't remember anything today but knows what he ate for lunch 40 years ago.
Correct.
Wendy Nix.
And he's still wildly upset that someone made a joke about Bill Belichick.
Who holds a grudge more, Wiggy or that guy whose order was wrong yesterday in the fast food race?
It's still the guy with the order. Well, we had a lot to get to on today's show. Curtis, are we still dealing with the Canadian wildfire pollution, which is rotting our lungs? Is that what's going on out there? Because it's hazy.
Well, it is no joke. I had my father-in-law fainted yesterday.
Oh, man.
And last night, I did my going for back-to-back sick brag bros of the week with the Jones and Keefe show, a jog, and I felt totally gassed.
Really?
Like, it was brutal. Usually out by Castle Island, no matter the weather, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But yesterday it was like this thick haze. I haven't checked the latest modeling, but I think it's still around. It feels kind of gross out there.
How's the air quality though? You got to be careful about that with your lungs.
It was 132, which is really bad.
All right. I mean, I feel like there's not an issue with Curtis's lungs. It's more like up in the head area.
Okay, we're at moderate this morning, so we're okay.
All right. The air quality is good, huh?
Well, it says worse than yesterday, so.
I don't think I ever heard anybody go, hey, how's the air quality out there today?
Well, I always check it.
Air quality may be a C, but Red Sox baseball quality is an A. Let me tell you that.
Yeah,
so Red Sox now officially on a 6-game heater after an 8-5 win last night.
Good morning.
At the old ballpark. And
did you guys like that when it went to 5-0, Ken got the word that Sam was coming in Thursday?
Yes. Sam Kennedy will be our guest for this week's front office report on Thursday morning. But, absolute Jaron Duran bomb last night, and they seem to be rolling along.
Yeah.
Action at the trade deadline or not, the Red Sox seem to be rolling along.
They've got something to prove.
Yeah, they do have something to prove.
Can we make it a comparison from different sports where, Greg, you asked early on, what's the difference this year? Can you see a difference between Mayo and Vrabel? And we've all pointed to the Steph Diggs situation and compared it to Judon.
Yes.
I think it's applicable to look at the Red Sox the last 2-3 deadlines and the inaction, followed by public pouting from Cora and the team not playing well. Whereas this year, the deadline was inactive. However, Cora and the organization has rallied behind each other in a way that they hadn't been doing. So maybe the makeup of the team is different.
Yeah.
And you can point to the fact that, you know, Friday morning, everybody's up in arms. Breslow's getting booed. They're hosting the Astros. The Astros fans are all in the stadium, and then you're in the extra innings on Friday night. You find a way to win it, and you haven't lost.
Is it possible that the optimism of youth is, infectious, and that those guys don't know enough to worry about trade deadlines, or am I overestimating the value of the Roman Anthony and the young guys?
I don't mention his name.
I know. Is that a jinx?
Yes.
On this show? Why?
Because I still can't believe you threw him under the bus.
You said throwing a single man who is absolutely the king of the city under the bus for walking around with a beautiful woman. Like,
single,
what?
To our knowledge, but I mean, people listen to the show. Who knows if he's... And then what if he's dating multiple people and another woman hears it and she's like, I wasn't with him in the seaport on Saturday morning.
See, I feel like you're throwing him under the bus.
Oh, no, no, like, no. What, I would have said, oh, I saw Roman Anthony in the seaport getting coffee.
Well, if I see Roman Anthony mm-hmm. with an absolute rocket,
right?
Why would I not report that to the people?
And if he's got somebody, he's happy for the guy, and the man is enjoying his time as he should, right?
As a Major League Baseball player.
Well, I mean, it's just it's only two ways to go. If he's got somebody and he's out in the seaport, you know, strolling around with a rocket, A, he don't care, or B, he's a PIMP,
right?
And he's like, "Yo, I'm a player. I'm out here. You know, I ain't got nothing tied down. To good for him."
But that doesn't seem like it's going to be a serious thing, Curtis. Does it with him?
I mean, I don't think so. But lower back strains in baseball are not
hips,
good to
you know,
have.
Maybe he had a long night. Now that goes.
God,
might be a hip issue.
The way he was swinging them hips, it's like, all right, we got to loosen that back up.
It's got great rotation.
You know, hey, you go to Nantucket with all them. All them things, man. You got to take it easy.
What was his exit velo?
Yeah, probably pretty good. Might have to take a night off. Yeah.
Well, listen, that's not that particular jinx is not on me. Bringing somebody up in random conversation.
You know.
And you said you saw him, just like when you see Tom Petty.
Yeah, that is true. Although we really just kind of passed, no interaction. So we really just kind of, he was coming out of Blue Bottle. I was walking by with Bullet. And we kind of gave the old, you know, the nod, you know. It was kind of like the, what's that story about the old bull and the young bull, Curtis, standing at the top of the hill? Do you know that one?
I don't.
You don't know that one? Well, yeah.
You're a bull now, huh?
There's an old, Courtney, there's an old bull and a young bull.
Okay.
And they are standing at the top of the hill, and they are looking down at a bunch of beautiful, attractive cows. And the young bull says, let's run down that hill and mate with a cow.
Yep.
And the old bull says, nope, let's walk down the hill and mate with all of the cows.
Yes.
So, you know, that is the approach of youth versus versus the veterans.
The wisdom.
I call bulls.
Wisdom. All wisdom.
Yes, the wisdom.
You didn't walk
age.
By and say, like, hey, Roman, friend of Leah, tell her I said hi, Greg Hill.
No, I did not want to bring up Leah because that could be a whole other thing. Maybe he doesn't like Leah being on this radio show.
No, I think he liked it.
I was very strategic about that. Mm-hmm. I thought about it, but then I didn't want to say anything about it.
Greg's kind of being shy. Roman Anthony's lady was showing a lot of interest in Greg and trying to get away from Roman. And he said, "Up, oh, take it. Don't. No. I got DMs.
All right. Well,
good for Roman. Keep it up, brother.
Yes, absolutely. And good for the Red Sox. So
keep it up.
Yep. I mean, if he's single and he's out there marrying,
keep it up. I don't know if you meant in the bed.
Why not?
And I'm sorry for them, Roman.
But anyway, I remain encouraged by this Red Sox team.
Sick.
And so it is you're wondering what's going to happen in August. Is it going to happen the way that it's happened the last couple Augusts? And maybe not so much this go-round. So that is good news, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We will get to our leads coming up in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20 this morning. We will hear what Keon White said about Will Campbell, and that perhaps may assuage any concerns that my guy, Coach Wiggins, has about Will Campbell. And the rest of They Said It at 7:20 as well this morning. The news with Courtney at 7:45. And that includes What Are We Doing with Curtis and why some are horrified by what a zoo in Denmark wants to feed their animals. So that is coming up during the news at 7:45.
And you won't believe it. Let me just say that. You won't believe it. You won't believe it.
Okay.
I was audibly gasping going through this.
Well, you're an empath.
So this is beyond.
Okay. And then one of Karen Reed's attorneys, Alan Jackson, will join us at 8:20 on this show this morning. And there seems to be a lot going on with that case. And I think Alan Jackson, who will join us at 8:20, may have some updates on interesting things of note
when
it comes to that case, which this region and a good part of the country was obsessed with.
Yeah, you guys were.
For quite some time. So all of that coming up on the show today. And as always, we are going to play the best Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning. So leave one of those now or anytime this morning on the Odyssey app. And just a heads up on the Odyssey app, that is yet another way that you can listen to this show. So we have radio stations all over New England that we have assembled for you. You can stream this show at weei.com. You can listen to this show on Spotify. You can download the Odyssey app or the iHeart app and listen to this show there at any time, whenever is convenient for you. That is what is first and foremost on our mind is your convenience. So,
can I say a quick, very brief tease for my lead?
Because yes.
It's going to catch people off guard.
Yes.
Not a positive Brady take.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
I am engulfed in with just inner turmoil after watching the Amazon Birmingham Football Club docuseries.
Yes.
Some of it, I haven't gotten all the way through it.
How many episodes are you in?
Just two.
Okay.
But
I'm right about the same. I may have gotten through three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
That's his soccer team?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you watched any of it?
Okay. I saw one clip that it was intriguing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear your lead now, Curtis.
Yeah.
All right. Curtis lead, Shime lead, Wiggy lead, Courtney lead, my lead. All of it coming up on today's show. To get us started, here is Courtney with what is trending first thing this morning.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox took the first in their series with the Royals. 8-5 was the final at Fenway after the Sox jumped out to a 5-0 start after the first inning. A strong eighth inning from KC where they scored four runs, but it wasn't enough. The Sox could hold on to win it. Brian Baio went six innings, not giving up a single run on six hits while striking out five. Now, Roman Anthony was a late scratch. Alex Cora says it was due to a tight back. He will not play tonight either. The score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one with the Royals tonight. 7:10 first pitch from Fenway with Garrett Crochet taking the mound. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Over to the Pats, who had a practice yesterday. A scary moment when defensive coordinator Terrell Williams was treated for dehydration. He left midway through practice with the help of the medical staff. Obviously, that's scary because he had some issues going into preseason. Other things of note, Travion Henderson had a good day with multiple catches. Vidarian Lowe returned.
Wiggy, that's your guy. I mean, you've been all over Travion Henderson.
Yeah.
And about how much time? You and Shime.
Yeah, like Shime. I like him at Ohio State, so he's
my boy right there.
Yeah. Josh McDaniels loves those running backs, too, that can, you know, be explosive in not only the run game, but in the passing game. And, you know, he did a lot of good things for Ohio State.
He is going to be a problem for other teams in that he is a matchup nightmare against linebackers. If the Patriots, if McDaniels plays it right, he gets him matched up on a linebacker in space, Henderson's going to win 9 times out of 10.
Vidarian Lowe returned to the field, signaling he will be coming off the PUP list. And Mike Vrabel said that Kendrick Bourne got rolled up on Friday. He's not expected to see him this week.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Gonzalez and Carlton Davis aren't expected to practice today or against Washington on Wednesday.
I read a story from Volan, so take it for what it's worth. But Carlton Davis has been almost non-existent.
He's been hurt, right?
According to Volan, maybe it was a guy at Barstool, I don't know. But according to Volan, he said that he was one of few players that didn't pass the conditioning test.
Oh.
Which is not good considering he just got a boatload of money. And he had, like, I think $1 million or $750,000 coming to him if he went to, like, 25 of the 35 off-season and he didn't show up.
Huh.
Which is just, I don't know, not a great start.
Some guys don't want that money, like Travion Diggs in Dallas. $500K was like, yeah, I'm not showing up. for the offseason. I'll work out with my own guy.
Well, that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Shaw's and Star Market have lowered hundreds of prices on the items you buy most, like boneless chicken breasts, snacks, cereal, and so much more. See full saving claim details at shaws.com/lowerprices and starmarket.com/lowerprices. Shaw's and Star Market, go shopping, get rewarded. That's what's trending.
Whoa! No mention of our Braintree Little Leaguers who are one win away from... Cooperstown.
Classless.
Williamstown. Yeah. As Coopersville.
Yeah.
I knew you would bring it up.
I didn't know if it was your lead.
The hopes and dreams of an entire region.
Yes.
Sit on the shoulders of our Little Leaguers. So good luck. They have to win one more, right? Am I correct about that?
Yes.
And then they're off to Williamsburg, Virginia. All right. That is Curtis. I'm just kidding, bud. You don't have to look at him every time. I'm just joking. All right, let's get to
what is your problem?
We will get to what is trending coming up next.